Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah. Time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Got your host, James, here, joined by our great friend from Family Natural Foods, Katrina Hintner's with us.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Good to have you with us, Kat. It feels like it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it until now, but yeah, it feels like it's been a bit.
It's good. It's good to be here.
And it's great to have you here. We're not alone. We've got not only the best listeners in radio joining us, but at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, Art Stevenson's going to join us.
Yes.
He's representing the Pittsfield Area Foundation for Arts. We're going to talk a little bit about Cash in Hand, this awesome Johnny Cash tribute band coming to Pittsville.
Yeah.
Going to get into that. That's going to be fun. We'll also jump into KFC releasing a interesting item.
Okay.
They're combining forces with somebody, and I'm very interested in that one. We'll get into that. We've got the spookiest place name in every state.
Ooh, I can't wait to find out.
That should be an interesting one. All that coming up for you. Also having the 10 o'clock hour, some more of those life hacks. Got some more of those lined up for people we'll dive into, and some good stories of the day. Get into our schedule as well. All of those things going on. Katrina, you and Steven joined me last week. It was last week for Rapids Report.
Flies by, though, I know.
It really does. We were catching up a little bit about the anniversary and how that went, and certainly the things that you guys got going on over at Family Natural Foods for October.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it kicks off strong for you. Busy.
Yeah, I mean, it kicks off with our anniversary, which was a hit, so thank you for all who came, and, 79 years feels
that's amazing.
Honorable, and I appreciate it. Stephen and I said, we feel so grateful for the community and also for, you know, the legacy from our grandfather and our dad, Mike. Mm-hmm. And so it feels really good. So that's fun. And yeah, what else do we have going on?
You got some presentations coming up, don't you?
We do. In fact, tonight, thanks for queuing me up for that, James. You're so good at your job. tonight we have one. So if you haven't heard of Wellbell, it's a really great product to check out. It's a hair, skin, and nails supplement line. Lori's going to be doing the presentation tonight at 5:15. She's one of the founders of the company. She'll be telling her story. She'll be telling about like how the products work and different ways. She's great. She's from here half of the year. She's really actually from the New York area, but she lives here half the year. And it's kind of cool to be like, okay, we've got this product. Founder lives here part of the year. We're going to have her come talk because why not?
Yeah.
So she's great. She's got such a great passion behind her story. So come tonight, Family Natural Foods, 5:15 tonight. And she'll probably be talking for about 45 minutes ish. So it's okay if you come a little late or you come a little early. Join when you can. And then we have a panel discussion coming up on November 18th, and that's at 5:15. This will be just kind of a bring any question you have. Mm-hmm. So that'll be really great to get on the books. We're thinking our dad's going to do it. And we'll have like a nurse, and we have like an herbalist that will be doing it. We're still fine-tuning that because we got some time still for that one.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. With that one in particular, I can't imagine how resourceful that could be for the audience, for the community and everything when it comes to every one of us are different. And there is no one size fits all for any of our aches and pains or, interests that we have or anything like that. Being able to ask those kind of questions instead of just throwing it into a search engine or something like that is really cool. Really a great resource for the community.
And big random questions, bring them on. We're there. And it's kind of like a brain trust of like different individuals working together. And one person might start it and the other person might end it with each person's perspective. And I got this idea actually at a training that I went to for Terry Knapp. They did a panel discussion at the end of their kind of like 3-day presentation, and it's a way that anybody can ask any question that they maybe didn't get answered or they didn't feel comfortable about going up to that person and asking them, which I do not feel comfortable about. Yeah, I will go up to Terry and be like, Terry, hi, how are you? Give you a big hug and I have a question for you. And some of his like panelists that he has on there. But it's a great way to put your questions out, and they can be really diverse questions. Or if you don't want to have anybody know what your question is, like I'll be reading the questions. So it's not like you have to raise your hand and be like,
oh, that's a nice way to do
it. Okay, how do you get rid of diarrhea?
If you don't
feel comfortable saying that, that's okay. We can all talk about it and we're all happy to talk about those uncomfortable conversations.
I really wanted to go. Now I'm going just to give you uncomfortable questions to have to say out loud.
Great. I should not have started this for you.
It's a really cool thing to be able to offer to the community, and especially with now in days where there's never been more options for your body, whatever we're talking about, whether you want to improve your immune system, you want better health and skin, whatever the case might be, there's a million options out there, and there's a million of us, so it makes sense, but figuring out what works best for you is one of those things where you guys are so helpful on. I know for me, one of the things that we talked about early on was fish oil. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I'd always heard fish oil is really good for you and was using it, but I did not know, you know, there's types that are better for certain people.
Yeah, and you absorb it better and such too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's an easy one, but one that was easy for you guys, I would say. It wasn't for me. I think that a lot of people out there that have those gray area questions, this is a really good opportunity for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if nobody has questions, don't worry. We will fill it with different things that we want to talk about or... So don't let us talk because we might bore you with what we want to talk about.
That's a really cool point too about this, because even if you go there without any necessarily, you just want to go and learn or just take in things, you just never know what you might learn or find out that could be really resourceful for you.
You don't have to come with a question. You might come back with a question, but you also don't have to come with a question. You can just listen and learn, or you might come up with one later, or just, you know, gain insights from other people. And then one last thing I want to mention, because October is our anniversary month, and yes, we had our sale already in the beginning of the month, but we have a ton of sales that follow the whole month of October, because Stephen and I like to think of it as our anniversary, month. And so we like to continue the sales. So not everything is on sale, but a lot of our favorites are on sale, and pretty much something in every category. So joint health or skin health or multivitamins. So pretty much every category, there's something on sale. And if you're like, I need something for joint health, you could maybe try a different brand this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great time and a perfect time to start stocking up on these things. They're building on this stuff.
Immune health, all of those things.
Yeah. There's nobody who's walking around. My immune health is absolutely perfect. It always is. I have nothing to worry about.
Right.
Like, every one of us could use a little bit of backup on this stuff. And when it comes to you in particular, be sure to be as specific as you like, because that's, you know, how we're going to find out what's best for you and everything.
Absolutely. Ask the questions.
And Katrina, before we wrap up, I do have to mention this, and in part because my sister would not forgive me if I didn't, but I was on your Facebook page and encourage everybody to go ahead and check out Family Natural Foods, stored in your search engine. It'll pop right up. Mary Manley's mittens are back.
Oh, yeah. Mary Manley.
My sister has
her.
A pair of these, and she loves them. I think she got them years ago, a long time ago, and they're still in great shape. She's still using them.
Yeah. So Mary she gets wool sweaters from Goodwill or any thrift store that she gets it from, and she takes them and she makes them into mittens, and so they're really sturdy, hardy, because wool is really hardy fiber.
Yeah.
And so she reuses them, but she makes them a little bit more artistic because she'll add extra buttons or pockets on mittens. Genius. All these things. So she came in the other day and we had to do a high five with our mittens, and so we had a good old time. So
fantastic.
Mary's fantastic, and you probably remember Peter from the extension days when you used to interview him. Just a great family. They're awesome. And we will have the mittens now until about 2 weeks before Christmas, because they head south. So she wraps up her mitten production for the season. So you have until now, until 2 weeks before Christmas.
Every pair is unique and different and wonderful. They, as I mentioned, my sister's had a pair for years and years and years that are still in great shape, and she uses them all the time every winter. And it's, you know, I think it's kind of, especially, I got a pair of gloves, I'm good. Get a fun pair.
Yeah, it's like a walking
art piece.
Get a pair
that you look forward to putting on and everything. Yes, and they're so unique, and you're supporting a local artist, which is something else that I appreciate about Family Natural Foods and how important it is to you guys and your, you know, everybody that's really been that you, you know, have followed from Family Natural Foods, and buying local, supporting local.
Yeah,
it's a big part of what you guys do over there, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
Visit our friends and find out more about those mittens over at Family Natural Foods. They open their doors at 9. They just opened their doors
a little bit ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. And as I mentioned, follow them on social media. Great way to keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing. And of course, you know, find out more about their presentations and different events like that.
Mm-hmm.
Be on the lookout for more with Family Natural Foods. Did want to touch on this story real quick in our opening monologue here. Wanted to find out, catch up on the shop and what we're going on over there, and talk a little coffee and monkeys.
Oh, coffee and monkeys. How yes. do those combos work?
It's so good. Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. A South Carolina town clerk teamed up with the local mayor and a hot cup of coffee to capture a spider monkey spotted running loose throughout their town.
Okay.
Casey Hill, town clerk in Hewittsville, Ogdensburg County, said she was helping out at the crappy classic Fall Fest on Saturday when she heard rumors of a monkey running around the town loose.
Hmm.
The rumors were backed up by photos posted by witnesses on social media. Hill linked up with the mayor, Mayor Brandon Weatherford, and his wife, Laura, and the trio headed over to the area of the last reported monkey sighting near the Twirl restaurant.
Okay.
There's a lot of other... I have like a lot of follow-up questions with this story.
Yes, totally.
The primate, who was dragging her own leash, next headed to the First National Bank of South Carolina, with Hill and Weatherford following closely. She was hollering, Hill said. You could tell she was scared. So the monkey was, you know, not doing well, scared yeah. about in all yeah, this yeah. situation. Well, this is my page. So Hill decided to try an experiment. She placed her cup of hot coffee on the ground, removed the lid, and took a step back.
Okay.
The monkey came over to investigate the steaming beverage, allow Hill to step on, and it allowed Hill to step on the leash.
Yes.
Hill said the monkey was claimed shortly after by a woman who identified the simian as her pet, named Ava. Spider monkeys are native to the forests of Central and South America. They are currently illegal to own in South Carolina without a permit, but a bill filled with in the current state legislature sessions would require all pet primates in the state to be registered.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, as a side note, I don't understand this. I mean, get a dog or a cat or a fish tank. I leave these wild animals alone. We're lucky that dogs let us take them in the home and everything.
Right.
I don't understand this need to have a pet lion or tiger or something mm-hmm. like that.
Exotic.
Can I be just blunt? Get a personality. Get it, because it feels like most people that do this just don't feel like they have a anything else to sell about themselves
sure,
or
right.
something. So they need
something
kind of
to
peacock
have them
or whatever.
Side and
yeah,
talk for
yeah.
them.
You're good on your own. You don't need a peacock. You don't. Mm-hmm. You don't need a parrot on your shoulder or something like that. And leave these poor animals alone. They don't deserve this.
So, but this is interesting though. So this monkey is either interested in like the steam coming off the coffee or yeah. they're interested in the smell, like the aroma brought it back to them. Like very interesting.
I it's got to be something like that. The smell is what I thought of first too, because South Carolina, I don't think of it being cold,
no.
but it might've been cold for this primate. If he's from, his natural habitat is a much warmer one. Might've been the heat that brought it in. The smell is a really good one, especially with coffee. I know it brings me yeah. in.
Well, they're curious in general. Monkeys are super curious.
Yeah.
So they're just probably like, what did you just open up? Oh, I got to go check it out.
I wonder, if we're missing a whole, we got a lot of coffee shops around here. Mm-hmm. We missing a whole like market. Like if monkeys are drinking coffee,
monkeys and
you could
coffee.
Be selling coffee to monkeys mm-hmm. and you could double your profits with something like that.
Yeah. Very, very curious.
I don't know if it's good for us as a society to have monkeys running around caffeinated. I'm not sure if that's a great,
I think it is a good idea.
I don't know if we should be doing that.
So side note from the monkey thing, but I don't remember the name, but I believe there's like a cafe in Stevens Point that has cats. It's like cats and cafe, and they have like cats that walk around there,
yeah.
but you have to like go, you have to like sign up for a time to be there. And they have like, I forget, they have like maybe like 10 cats that live in this like certain part of this coffee shop, because it can't be
it
in
is.
Like the coffee shop space of it. And I believe you have to like set aside a time to be there. So you obviously don't want to be allergic to cats,
yeah.
but maybe we're getting closer to the monkeys and the coffee with this. This is our bridging uh-huh, the gap, uh-huh. James.
I like it. I like
maybe?
It.
Maybe.
Starry Night Cafe.
Starry Night Cafe. Thank you. I've never been yet, but I've heard about it.
I haven't either. I've been dying to go over there though. And I didn't realize that it makes sense that you got to, set a time and everything, but I didn't know that.
I believe so. I mean, check ahead. Just don't show
yeah.
up and then be like,
yeah.
oh, the doors are locked and you have to have a slotted time.
It looks great. And they do adoptions there, too. And that's
yeah.
that's such a cool like combination.
It's like Humane
of that.
Society and them paired up. And like it kind of makes sense, right? Like
yeah.
I want to read a book and have a sleepy cat around or like
mm-hmm.
have a cup of coffee. And like it sounds fun.
Yeah, they're in Stevens Point. They're right on Clark Street. You can't miss them, everybody. Be sure to check them out. Shout out to them. That's
maybe
a fun
we'll get
idea.
To monkeys next year.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll build up. Like you said, we got to work up to something. something like that.
Yeah.
We're working up to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's right around the corner with Kat and James on the morning show at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They're open for the week, everybody. Get on over there and let them know that we appreciate them. They got some great specials going on over there. Be sure to check out that and their pie list. All kinds of great things just waiting for you at El Cafe. Cherry pumpkin. That's okay. Maybe it's two separate ones. I'm sorry. I thought there was a cherry pumpkin cake for a pie for a second there. That would be interesting. They do have a Rocky Road, a cherry rhubarb, a lemon meringue, cheesecake, so many great kinds.
You know, it's a good time to eat pie anytime, but like fall feels like Yes.
This
warm
is pie
in particular.
Yes.
And then maybe like an a la mode on the side of some ice cream if you feel daring. Maybe a cup of tea next to you or coffee. I mean, come on. That sounds great.
Pumpkin pie is great any time of the year, but warm pumpkin pie this time of year. Yes. Feed it. Just give it to me right now. It's awesome stuff. Good stuff. We appreciate our friends at El Cafe. Visit them today, everybody. And thanks so much for getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. Keep getting them to us. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And you can call on up, 715-424-2600. Remember, you can call or text us through the Civic Media app as well. Katrina, I need a one or a two from you.
Oh, let's go two today.
All right. Gives us our qualifier. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Civic Media's own Denise Newell.
Happy birthday.
Denise, enjoy your day. She's part of the traffic department team working in Madison, doing great work over there. We appreciate them.
Nice.
Also want to wish happy birthday to Frank Robinson.
Yeah, happy birthday, Frank.
Got quite a name there, sir. I believe a great baseball player of that same name. So that's pretty cool. Enjoy your day, Frank. I wonder what his batting average is. Hopefully it's a good one. Happy birthday to you, Frank. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today and friend of the station and all of our communities, Heather Sayers.
Yeah, happy birthday, Heather.
Heather's awesome. We appreciate Heather so much. Whether you have been a part of things maybe with, you know, Heather worked for the newspaper for a little while there. She used to join us on the air a bunch, worked here for a little while. She's working hard in the Coosa and promoting the area over there right now and doing great work. And yeah, you can meet Heather. You're going to like her. You can't help it.
She's a sweet soul. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I feel like I've met her in many different sectors through advertising world and radio and so on. So yeah, she's fantastic.
Heather's also been on the WRCT stage a bunch of times too. And it's been great to see her up there. Enjoy your day, Heather. Hope it's a good one for you. We take a look at who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with. Usher is 47.
Usher.
Very talented singer, songwriter. Comes from a very talented family. His, I believe his godfather or his great uncle or something like that is Ben Vereen, who was just one of the most talented human beings I've ever seen.
Yeah.
51st birthday for Natalie Maines.
Okay.
Of the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a great, unique voice. It's a really good voice. Good singer.
Yeah, all of them do.
Yeah. Great songwriter, too. Let's see here. Lori Petty is 62. She was Lolly in Orange is the New Black and a Tank Girl. She was in a bunch of stuff in the late 90s and everything. But I think a lot of people would remember her from Kit in A League of Their Own.
Yes.
She was my favorite part of A League of Their Own.
Yeah, she did such a good role. She did it like, I don't know, she had that like seriousness to her, but then she brought out the fun later.
Her and Gina Davis don't look a thing alike, but their chemistry and the way that they looked like, they seemed like sisters. They don't look anything alike, but their chemistry was so good that I could not help but think that they were sisters.
Absolutely.
They were really good
together. I want to watch that again.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen that. Thomas Dolby is 67. Blinded me with science. All my 80s friends out there. Also a good producer, Thomas Dolby.
Yeah.
Justin Hayward is 79. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Moody Blues singer, songwriter. Nights of White Satin, Your Wildest Dreams. So many big hits from the Moody Blues. Ralph Lauren is 86, fashion designer.
Yes.
Not my style, but a lot of people like him.
Yeah.
He's doing fine. Doesn't need me.
He doesn't need you. He's doing just fine. How old is he?
86.
Wow. Okay.
You know, with my fashion choices and the way I dress, Ralph Lauren would probably pay me not to wear his clothes.
Like, you'd probably be like, you're embarrassing
hey,
me,
could you just take that off? Here's $20. Take that off, please. Some people no longer with us, like the great Sir Roger Moore, born on this day in 1927. James Bond from 1973 to 1985. I believe he's done Bond the most. I think he has the most Bond movies.
Incredible.
Great actor. Great actor over the years. Perfect for the role. One of my favorite TV actors, Harry Anderson, born in this day in 1952. Judge Harry Stone on Night Court. Nice. One of my first favorite shows. I love Night Court. Dwight Eisenhower, former president, born in this day in 1890. And let's see. Yep. And those are your birthdays and anniversaries for today, everybody. We encourage you to celebrate, have some fun, enjoy your birthday or anniversary. And please keep in mind, we want more local birthdays and anniversaries.
We want a list that's larger than the stars.
Yes. Yes. Give it to us, everybody. 715-424-2600. You can call up anytime during the show with it. Or, of course, you can email it to us, info@WFHR.com. And keep in mind that Civic Media app is very handy for this. Just direct message us that way if you'd like, or call up directly that way. And when you get a chance, head on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Yes. Check out some of that amazing menu, some of the more unique items you're going to find. You're going to like the prices. The atmosphere is awesome.
Yes.
All of that good, but the people top everything.
Yes.
Head on over there and check things out and wish them a good morning from all of us. Katrina and I will be back. When we get back, we're going to be talking about KFC combining forces with something I don't think a lot of us would have expected them to. Okay. I didn't see this one coming, at least. And a little bit later, we've got the spookiest place name in every state. All that coming up for you on the morning show right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Katrina and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Quick programming note, I got ahead of myself. I got a little excited. So I knew that Art Stevenson's going to be joining us this week. It's tomorrow he will be with us, not today. So I apologize.
I'm the
everybody.
One that's bummed here now because I don't get to have him over here.
That's the downfall of it. I apologize. I'll have to
tomorrow.
Make that up. But Art will be. Yeah, come on in. Art will be here, and you can come on by if you want. And we'll have some fun with Art talking to him and talking about this Cash in Hand Johnny Cash tribute band that's going to be helping out the Pittsfield Area Foundation for Arts. Looking forward to that. I will try to not make a bunch of Art Stevenson and Pittsfield Area Foundation for the Arts jokes. I will try not
Good
to.
Luck.
Or I will just spend all night working on them.
One or the other.
We're going to find out together, everybody. It's live radio. That's how it works. I wanted to dive into this one. I've actually been wanting to get into this for a little while, and I just haven't been able to fit it into a show. I thought, Katrina's going to be in today. For some reason, I felt like this worked. KFC announced an official line of jelly beans that taste like the stuff on their menu.
Oh, interesting. So almost like Harry Potter jelly beans, but we're talking like KFC jelly beans.
Herbs, spices, candy. That's, I guess, what we're talking about. Each bag comes with three flavors, fried chicken, sweet corn, and gravy.
Oh, interesting.
If that sounds good to you, you'll have to wait a little while for them. They're releasing them early next year ahead of Easter. I don't know why they don't release them before Thanksgiving. That seems a little...
Easter, I think we think jelly beans.
Yeah.
But the flavors of them yell Thanksgiving to me.
Yeah, and I don't know. Please let me know if you're interested if this sounds interesting to you. 715-424-2600.
Very interesting.
This is really not my wheelhouse. I mean, I like fried chicken, all right, and I can eat some corn and stuff, but I'm not a gravy person. I don't really like gravy. And I'm just showing Katrina a picture of these jelly beans in the bag, and they don't even look very good.
No, they don't. They're like light brown and white, and like then there's that yellowy orangey pop that gives a little color. But I think it'll be interesting to see. Like, the Harry Potter ones took off because people were like, what? I'm going to eat slime flavor or these weird things. So it might be popular because people want to try it, but it's probably going to be like a one-time buy.
I don't know what the resale value on these is going to be, and I imagine they're a good one of those white elephant gifts, that kind of thing.
Maybe a limited edition kind of thing too. So interesting. I feel like they could have came up with a few other flavors that could have hit.
Three flavors seems like weird too.
Yep. Like, I mean, the I guess I'm trying to think what other flavors they would have came up with, like a potato. Yeah. But I think that's why they did the gravy, because that's probably more flavorful than like a potato.
Yeah.
But you know, that's good. Try. See. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Now next time. When they come out, we need to do a taste test here.
Yes.
And be like, okay, so they're here.
I love taste tests, and with jelly beans, they're even better doing it with jelly beans. So I think everybody's got to go through that stage, right, where you get the chance to try different flavored jelly beans, and you're trying them all out. There's some, like the popcorn one was always amazing to me. The Jelly Belly popcorn, it really does taste like popcorn.
It does. Oh, I forgot. I remember going to the place in the mall, the tea shop.
Yes.
And getting jelly beans there in those containers, and you can get as much or as little. And yes, you could try all the different flavors, like pear and popcorn, and there's like a blood orange one or something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember friends and I, we were going to try all of them. I don't think we ever did, but I know we were going to try two and stuff. Mm-hmm. But those, I think part of the greatness of them and whatever they do to make them that way, they really, most of them, if you're getting a watermelon one, it tastes like watermelon.
It really did. And there were certain ones you liked, so you obviously at the end of it, you were left with like the ones he didn't like.
Right,
You know, it's okay.
There were, those were fun. I got to imagine that's still a thing. Because kids, there are certain things you can always count on in life. Mm-hmm. Kids are always going to like weird tasting things or trying different weird tasting things.
And candy and weird tasting things is a better fit.
They're from every age, but really, especially when they're young, they're starting to think for themselves and starting to want to do things for themselves and, you know, get things for themselves. And I think food and candy is really the first thing that kids are able to do that with. They can't go out and buy music, probably don't have much interest in music or clothes or any of those things. But, I could choose what candy I want. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want this. I want the craziest, silliest, slimiest thing possible.
It's true.
Give it to me and I'm going to have it now. I don't know about these, though. I don't know. Would you try them? Let us know, everybody. 715-424-2600. Got another world record to talk about. And this one, I'm a little jealous of. I think this would be a fun one.
Okay.
Serial record breaker David Rush teamed up with a longtime collaborator on the sidelines of Fox game show 99 to Beat and recaptured a fist-bumping Guinness World Record.
Oh, wow.
Rush and Jonathan Hollywood Hannon, who are both contestants on this season of 99 to Beat, took some time out of filming in London to attempt the Guinness World Record for the most alternative fist bumps in 30 seconds with a team of two.
Okay.
So Rush originally set the world record at 380 with Howie Mandel on the set of America's Got Talent, and later broke his own record with 398 when he teamed up with YouTuber Dr. Mike. The title has since been taken by Nicole DeBoines and Eric Carr, who managed 406. Rush said he and Hannon managed 426 fist bumps in 30 seconds, enough to retake the record.
Wow.
That is incredible. That's a lot of fist bumps.
30 seconds of a lot of fist bumps. Like, one, the records, it's just incredible, like, to think, like, oh, I remember thinking, like, oh, a person ate, you know, they ate this food this quick or ate X amount of hot dogs or something like that. But fist bumps, I wouldn't have thought about fist bumps as quick as they can.
Yeah. I'm showing Katrina a video of it. You can look it up online on YouTube if you'd like, everybody. And they're just standing like right next to each other and literally leads like as fast as they can pounding their fists.
Yes, it looks like somebody hit fast forward and you're just watching them stand, but all that's moving is their hands. And it is kind of crazy how fast it's going.
It doesn't feel like it should count. But I feel like it should be like actual fist bumping.
Right. That's like you got to get your whole body into a fist bump, right? No, I don't know. I mean, good for them. Like, great. They beat it by like 20 some fist bumps.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I don't know about these quote unquote professional Guinness record breakers. Like this guy is filming a TV show. And while he's doing it, he's going to do a record on the side and everything. I don't know if he can help himself. I don't know if he can really stop. He's already doing a TV show and he's got to do another record while it's going on and everything.
He's like, well, there's a camera. It's going to be documented. Let's do it.
I don't know. I guess that's got to be the case. I think this would be a fun one to break, though. I think that'd be a fun one to compete with.
So you're going to start practicing and get ready for this?
Definitely. I'm going to go bug my brother. Perfect. I guess I think Nick and I would be able to nail this. I think Nicholas and I could do that. Yeah. I'm gonna start bugging him.
Yeah,
he doesn't know it yet. Don't you can warn him if you want, everybody. Yeah. But he's gonna call for me later. we will take a quick time out. When we come back, we've got a fun one here of the spookiest placed name in every state.
I'm excited for this one.
This is gonna be good. It's coming up for you on the morning show right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Cat and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. 10 o'clock hour is going to have some fun. We'll kick things off with some entertainment news, dive into some of that. We've got some more life hacks for you. Look forward to diving into those. And I came across an interesting study that I want to get into about positivity and longevity.
Okay.
We'll get into that. All that coming up for you. But we got to talk spooky cities, spooky places.
Yes.
Today is National Face Your Fears Day.
Okay.
And one way to celebrate is to take a road trip through the country to the creepiest places, or at least the spookiest named.
Okay.
Now, chances are a lot of these places, as they kind of mention in the article here, and you can find the complete article if you'd like at mentalfloss.com. One of the things that they mention is that a lot of these places aren't nearly as like scary as they sound.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was kind of interesting, but
yeah, you think that some of those cities would almost hype it up, especially this time of the year. Like, okay, we're gonna have, like more just holiday or like pumpkin or haunted house or something a little bit more. But
like our great friends over in Rudolph do during Christmas,
yes.
Leaning into the holiday,
the name.
Leaning into the name a little bit and stuff. I wouldn't blame them, and I imagine some places do, but some of them don't. Like Alabama. Spooky Hollow Road. Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah,
that sounds like a pretty good one. Alaska has Dead Man Lake.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's a lot that would get me to go to Dead Man Lake.
See,
like, I don't know if I'm doing a lot of fishing in Dead Man Lake.
I always think of those names, like road names or city names. Like, okay, was it the first thing they saw when they got, whoever like was settling that area? So was it they saw somebody like floating in this lake and that's why it's called Dead Man Lake? People tried getting across it and it just didn't, like, they lost people.
Was it founded by Harry Deadman? It's so great.
I want to know more.
All of these bring follow-up questions.
Yes,
they do. Arizona has Skull Mesa.
Okay,
kind of fits with Arizona.
Yeah, it does. Mesa,
Arkansas, Witcherville.
Witcherville. That's also kind of fits with, Kansas, Arkansas-ish,
California has Styx. Styx, like River of Styx, I guess. Okay, all right, Colorado, Cannibal Plateau.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado seems like a beautiful state. I've always wanted to explore it a little bit more. I've been to Denver, had a layover there. That's the only time I've ever been to Colorado.
Sure.
I ain't going anywhere near Cannibal Plateau.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's getting me to go to Cannibal Plateau.
Doesn't sound exciting right there.
No, no. Or in Connecticut, Satan's Kingdom State Park.
Wow.
How did that get named?
Yeah.
The best you could come up with.
They would have changed it by now. Maybe this was early times, but now we've changed.
feels like, we should update that a little bit. I don't know. Delaware has Slaughter Beach.
Okay.
Nope. Now, that's perfectly named if you're doing like a 1960s, like, one of those rom-com horror movies or something
horror
like
movie
that.
For sure.
Otherwise, there's no reason to have something called Slaughter Beach.
Okay. What if it's the most amazing beach?
Yeah.
Would you go there then?
And it was named after Webster Slaughter. Florida has Coffin's Patch.
That sounds intriguing.
I feel like what would happen to me is I'm looking for a cabbage patch or a pumpkin patch.
Nice.
And I just glance at it. Oh, this looks like a good one. And me and the family go to Coffin Patch.
Yep.
And I'm like, that's
what you get.
Not what I meant to take us. Georgia, Slaughter Mountain.
Slaughter Mountain.
Some of these are just telling you don't come here.
It is.
Don't go near this.
It is.
Hawaii has Devastation Trail.
Okay.
Not good.
No, you don't want to go on that trail.
Idaho has Bone.
Bone.
Just bone. Mm-hmm. Just bone city, I guess. Bone town, yep. I guess. I don't know.
Again, first thing they saw when they got to
it. Yep. Actually, I kind of like that one. That, that feels like if you're a football player, that's a good place to be from.
Sure.
I'm from Bone, Idaho.
Yep.
Like, yeah. It's hard to imagine non-hardy people coming out of Bone, Idaho.
I agree.
It feels like one of those
things. You got to be sturdy for that one.
Illinois has Bloody Gulch Road. That's actually, I believe, in northern Illinois, too. I know I've heard of that one before. I don't know if it's near Army Trail Road. No, it's not.
It feels like they should have like a haunted house right in that area.
You gotta.
Yeah, own up to the name.
You gotta lean into the names. Yep. Indiana, Gnawbone.
Gnawbone. Nice.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah.
Gnawbone. Where are you from? Gnawbone. The only thing would be make it better is if this was in it was a southern city.
Yes.
Gnawbone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You really get to drag it out a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Iowa, Spirit Lake.
Well, that sounds nice, actually.
Kind of tame. Yeah, actually. Compared to these other ones and everything, it's not it. Kansas, Hell Creek.
Hell Creek, okay.
I think I've heard of that one before.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky has a town called Hell for Certain. What are we doing in Kentucky? What is going on in Kentucky?
The name.
That's
a funny one. I want to look up that one.
It's like all year. They just wait for this time of year.
Hell for Certain. It is not good there.
Louisiana has Transylvania.
Okay.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Maine, Massacre Pond. I don't know. No, I'm not going anywhere near that. That's very twisted. Like pond is such a sweet, fun word.
Right.
To be combined with that. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Maryland, Grave Run. That's not.
They should have like a run that happens in the Halloween season or like around this time of the year.
Yes.
And then everybody like dresses up in character.
I like the idea of if they're not doing that, they should. Massachusetts, Bloody Pond. Okay, yep. Same thing I said before.
Yeah.
A couple of states have a place called Hell. Michigan has one, Hell, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've heard that on a couple of sports shows or something. Minnesota has Castle Danger.
Castle Danger. It sounds nicer.
Castle Danger sounds like a kids like theme park or something like from the 80s.
Yes, it does, it'd be on a video game though.
Mom, I want to go to Castle Danger. Mm-hmm. No, we're not going. We were there last week. We're not. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Castle Danger. That or an 80s rock band.
Yep.
One or the other. Something from the 80s though. It seems like
feels strong.
Mississippi has Shivers.
Shivers.
Okay. That's pretty good. Yeah. Missouri has Devil's Elbow. I've heard of that one.
I've heard of that one too.
Montana, Dead Man Gulch.
Oh, yep.
Nebraska, Blood Creek. Nevada, Devil's Hole. I think I've heard of that one too. Mm-hmm. I think it was in a story. New Hampshire, Bloody Point. New Jersey, Ghost Lake.
Mm.
Ghost Lake sounds kind of interesting. That sounds like a fun one, actually. An interesting one. Yeah. New Mexico, Burned Death Wash.
There's a lot right there.
Some of these cities, I'm wondering if they just have this name because they don't want anybody moving in.
Mm-mm.
They're like, we got enough people, we're good.
Yeah, they're like, it's a beautiful town. They're just trying to scare people away from it. Maybe that's it.
We like our little town here in New York, so we're just going to keep calling it Execution Rocks. Like, what? What is going on? And now it just feels like they're making things up. Now,
I
got to double check some of these here.
I know.
North Carolina, Devil's Courthouse.
Okay,
you don't want to have to go to court there. North Dakota, Knife River.
Mm.
It just feels like they're just kind of like just trying. Ohio, Gore Orphanage Road.
Hmm.
Not good.
It doesn't sound like a good place.
Oklahoma has Dead Woman's Crossing.
Oh.
Nice to see Dead Woman's instead of Dead Man's. Everything's Dead Man's. You know, Dead Woman's. It's
first
nice. Change it up a little bit. I don't know. Oregon, Murder's Creek.
Murder's Creek.
Not going there. Pennsylvania, Devil's Den. Rhode Island has Smallpox Trail.
Oh, no.
That's not good. I don't. The history of that one's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
South Carolina, Gravedigger Road.
I wonder the population of some of these areas. Too.
Yes.
Tiny or larger? I'm thinking they're smaller because I haven't heard of most of them, but,
Burned through a couple of these. Tennessee, Skullbone. Oh, I like that one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind saying I'm from Skullbone, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I like that. Texas, Dead Man's Pass. Heard of that one. I think that's shown up in a couple of TV shows and stuff. Utah, Goblin Valley State Park.
Okay.
That's all right. Yeah. Vermont, Dungeon Road. Dungeon Road. Oh, that's an interesting one. Virginia, Bloody Run Creek. Washington, Mount Terror. West Virginia, Maggoty Run. And Wyoming has Death Canyon. Now, what about Wisconsin? What about Wisconsin, of course? Some of these you may know. Some you may be just hearing. And some you might want to visit this time of year, this spooky season. Witch's Gulch.
Oh, yeah, That's Gulch. That's by Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a state park-ish.
Driven past or through there a couple of times, I know. But, okay, so I felt like that was kind of like one that a lot of locals will know, especially if you've been to the Dells area, like you mentioned. So I wanted to look up some other ones that I was not familiar with. Disco, Wisconsin.
Ooh, where's that?
That name for the town. Now, where is Disco? Where is Disco, Wisconsin? That's a great question. I didn't get that part looked.
So somebody has to do this road trip of all these ones that James is saying here in Wisconsin, like, you know, get Disco, Wisconsin, Witch's Gulch, and like make a little road trip, because one, it's beautiful out for a fall road trip to see the fall colors and everything.
It's an unincorporated community located in the town of Albion, near Jackson County.
Okay.
All right. Okay. What about Embarrass? Embarrass, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Embarrass, it's an iconic name for a town with a surprising amount of history. Embarrass, Wisconsin. Where is that one?
Embarrass. I don't know if I've driven through there, or if I have. There's so many unincorporated little communities and towns. And
Embarrass is a village in Wapaka. It's a village in Wapaka. How about Footsville? Footsville. That's a good
one.
That's fun. Ubet, Wisconsin. It has no meaning, just a unique name, but Ubet. Where is Ubet? Ubet is, I haven't heard of that one. It's got about 2,500 people in it. And it is near, where is it? It's not telling me where it is.
Somewhere. Go on a road trip and let us know.
I'm going to go up and down the state looking for Ubet.
Hey,
anybody seen Ubet? Wyoega.
Yep.
Wyoega is a fun one. And that one's near Wapaka. We're familiar with that one. And of course, Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. You leave that for last, of course.
Had to. I don't know if, I don't remember if I knew this or not. Sheboygan is an obituary word. I'm not saying either one right. Waterway of the Lakes.
Waterway of the Lakes.
Not only a fun word to say, but a great meaning behind that.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Perfect sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of water right over there. So,
what are some of your favorite town names in Wisconsin, everybody? Or maybe some of the spookier ones. Mm-hmm. Maybe we missed some. You can tell us.
Town roads, state parks.
Mishkot, M-I-S-H-I-C-O-T, Mishot. Not sure I'm familiar with that one. That name means hairy leg.
Hairy leg.
I'm going to hairy leg. It's got, I know. But it's a good one. I hadn't heard of that one. That's an interesting one.
I feel like somebody needs to do the road trip of all of those ones and just let us know.
I want to do this. You can go to the Wausau Daily Herald. They have an article from back in 2015 on this one. There's also weird Wisconsin town names from the cabin article from 2021. You can check out if you'd like, everybody. But there's some fun ones out there. I like this.
Yeah, have fun with it.
I want to do this. I want to beat somebody to doing this. What you just brought up about traveling from town to town. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Time to do it.
We're going to have a lot of fun in the next hour. We got some great good stories of the day for you. We're going to get into our schedule. We got some local events we want to get into coming up as well. And we're going to get into some entertainment news. All that coming up, life hacks, and how does positivity impact your longevity? That is coming up for you as well, everybody. I think that'll be a fun one. All that coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.